This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. James, the private investigator, tells us about the UK locations where people are likely to cheat more. Can I win again on bangers? We managed to gatecrash a performance by Anne-Marie. And am I a criminal? Okay, it's Scott here. I feel that I may have done something bad.
What?
Right, so there's a shop that I go to quite a bit to get my lunch, but I didn't get my lunch from there today. But I do shop with them frequently. It's like a cafe. Okay? But I bought my own lunch with me today. And also what I did is realise I didn't have a plastic knife and fork to eat the lunch that I brought in today. So maybe I just snuck into the cafe and took one, well, a pair, a knife and a fork, from the little display they have at the front.
Did you?
And then walked out. Now, is that theft?
So you haven't bought anything
No.
From the cafe. You've just gone in to get the knife and fork.
Yeah, but I buy from there a lot, and right. I'm concerned that I've done something really wrong.
So I love this. Are you claiming then that you are some sort of like, because you buy so much stuff from there, that you're like a member or something, a life member?
No, I'm just saying that I didn't shop there today, but I did take a knife and a fork, and I'm now concerned that that I have done something wrong.
Well, let's look.
And I've only just thought about it as I open my bag and there they are, and I'm like, oh, I did take those, didn't I?
Well, let's get a policeman on.
Yeah, can any policeman let me know if that's okay?
Lawyer up!
And if not, I mean, I'm happy to return them later on today.
Yeah.
Obviously, they will be used. But I'm prepared to give them back as long as I'm in the clear.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Why don't you get one of those, almost like a pen knife, but it's a knife and fork. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're always ready.
I'm aware, and I know obviously about the plastic thing at the moment, so I probably from now on will bring in a metal knife and fork from home.
But that is your attitude, isn't it? That you think you can just roll into somewhere and go, oh, I spend enough money in here, so I'll help myself to that. Do you go to petrol stations and if you need some gloves from there, take those from the forecourt? Are you not across this?
What do you mean?
You know you can get gloves and the... You don't know the plastic ones. Plastic ones, yeah.
I've never taken those.
But I don't know what use you'd have for them in a personal capacity.
No. Oh, hang on. There's a police lady on from Hull who says, give me a call. Okay, will do. Right there.
Scott Mills.
And I really think I've got myself into a whole world of trouble here. Earlier, I borrowed a knife and fork from a cafe because I didn't have any. But I didn't actually buy anything in there, but I did take it. But often I do buy stuff in there, and this feels like a grey area to me. However, not anymore because we've got a criminal barrister on the phone. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Scott.
Right, where do I stand?
Well, technically, you have committed a criminal offence.
Yeah, okay. Good, and it's good. Yeah, okay, good that we're talking about that. What kind of sentence are we looking at here, Adam?
Well, realistically, it's a matter the police would deal with and give you a caution at the police level if you admitted it to them in an interview. I very much doubt it would go to court.
It wouldn't go to court, no?
As long as you doubt it.
It's a police interview.
Right, but I could still get a caution for this.
Yes, you could.
A criminal record.
Okay. You know when, like, you say stuff on radio and you're like, actually, wish I hadn't said that now. All right, okay, but I'm not looking at any time, like, in the clink, no?
No, definitely not.
And you'll be there for the defence, won't you, Adam?
Well, naturally, if you instruct me.
Okay, a fee, I'm sure.
Yeah,
five
paying basis, I imagine.
Okay.
All right, good. Wow. Well, this is all on.
Today's not turned out as I'd hoped.
Scott Mills. One.
Okay, so I now know the knife and fork removal was wrong, so I won't do that again. But what about when you go into a pub and ask to use the toilet?
Yeah, good point.
Where are you there? Because that's a grey area for me as well.
Public house.
It says public house. It's public. I can use it. But
that's my house.
They really don't like it, do they? Coming next, James the private investigator, talking about the professions which are most cheaty.
Scott Mills.
Right, people in Plymouth say using their pub, absolutely fine. On the outskirts of Plymouth, thank you. I'll make sure I visit next time I'm in Plymouth.
My casa is su casa, or whatever the phrase is. Does the same apply with public houses? My house is your house.
No, well, there's someone going, I own a pub. If you... Well, they don't like it because we don't like it because you're going in there without buying a drink. It's not costing you anything, though, is it? What, are you going to cost me a flush, are you?
Well, I suppose technically, yeah. It does cost them a little bit, doesn't it?
How, what? In what?
Toilet paper?
Okay, but it, like I say, it's a public house. It's a public house. It's that's my house.
One BBC Radio One.
Thursday is Spy Day, so here is James, the private investigator. Hello.
Hello, guys.
All right?
How you doing?
Been a cheaty week, has it?
Yeah, it's been a very cheaty week. I've been doing a lot of driving to find these cheaters this week.
And tell us about your imposter.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I have an imposter, apparently.
How?
Someone out there, for whatever reason, I don't know why they want to say this, that they are claiming they are James the PI to further their private investigative career.
Oh, wow. So you think this is a rival private investigator?
So what I had an email, basically, from anonymous email from someone, a potential client, who says that she was looking into hiring a PI for whatever reason, and this particular PI she spoke to...
It's called James.
He says he's called James. But he bragged and said that he's James the PI off of radio.
But a really odd way to advertise yourself, don't you think? If you're trying to get some work and you're a private investigator, why would you go as seen on TV or radio?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, if anything, that would put me off hiring you.
Well, exactly. I don't brag it to my
Not
clients,
anonymous.
Obviously.
No, yeah.
By the way. Don't tell me anything. I'll just go and blag it on the air.
We can do some quotes for your website if you'd like.
Testimonials.
Do you even have a website?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So there's some person just pretending to be you.
Yeah, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, of course you will.
Obviously.
You're a PI. Okay, James, what have you been up to this week that we're going to hear about?
So, more bug sweeps, as usual, which is quite good. Quite busy at the moment, actually. But one particular area of people I'm looking at this week who are up to it.
What, one
area of people?
Profession.
One profession, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Profession.
Area. What's a better phrase?
Okay. No, that's fine. That makes more sense. Profession. I wasn't sure what you were doing with that. Okay, cool.
Can I whip through some professions and you can tell me if they're cheaty or not?
Yeah, I mean, I can give my best advice.
Okay.
So, lorry drivers, Scott, they're up to it.
No way.
Well, at least the one I'm investigating.
Naughty truckers.
Right. Mm-hmm. All the truckers that are listening right now, this could be you.
You think about it, it's quite lucrative because they're on the road quite a lot. If they've got any apps on their phone that, you know, they can search for who's nearby, that's constantly refreshing. Lots of places to pull over and stop.
But I mean, there's so many lay-bys.
There are.
And you know what it's like if you're on the apps. You're like, I've gone 100 miles. I'm in a new area.
I'm very keen to hear more about this.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
James, the private investigator, is with us. Lorry drivers, listen up. Okay, what have you got for me?
I have a client who wants me to... I can't say too much because I'm still doing it and he might be listening. But these lorries, they've got beds in them, some of them, haven't they?
Absolutely.
They can sleep in them. So they've got the perfect gig going on here, if they were to be a fairy.
It's a mobile bedroom.
Yeah. They look comfy as, some of them, as well. Do you remember I woke a load of the truckers up at Fleet Services when we went to open your bridge?
Yeah.
And we did that little game where we just wanted loads of trucks to do the horn.
I've got it, actually. Hang on, I've got it right here.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
That was so much fun.
It was good. All right, so tell me more, James.
But essentially, this guy, we think he's parking up in certain lay-bys, having a sleep or whatever they need to do, but it's the perfect opportunity. So it's now establishing what lay-bys and what I'm going to do to get to the bottom of it, because I think I've got to sit in these lay-bys. So when he arrives, I want to see if anyone's getting into his cab.
What are you imagining here? Are you imagining this is a trucker getting off with another trucker? Because you see two trucks arrive.
You never know. There could be some hidden trucker romance.
So you're having to learn about this whole world of trucking.
New world of trucking.
Yeah.
Do you know where I think he's going to be? Because I've heard about this A-road.
Oh, yeah.
The A303.
Oh, yeah.
Starts down my way. It stretches, actually, all the way from Basingstoke, Hampshire, right the way down to Honiton in Devon. And... there are some lay-bys on the A303.
Are you saying that the areas around the A303 that you described there are particularly a fairy sort of places?
That's what I've heard.
Funny you say that, because where I live now, in Maidenhead, it got voted in 2014 the cheating capital of the UK.
Really?
Which is quite an honour, really, when you think about how many towns there are.
Yeah.
That means they hand some business cards out around there, don't
they?
Well,
that's what I mean. There must be certain towns that you could go to that you could clear up business-wise. I don't know what about Maidenhead makes it more cheaty.
No.
I mean, what about a town can make it?
I think there's a certain connection to affluence as well.
Right. So, oh, do you? What, yeah, with money comes...
Well, with my clients, the more money someone has, the more they're up to it, usually. Not all the time, but usually.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
So richer people are more likely to be up to it?
In my opinion.
I'm interested in knowing who's more likely to cheat. So you can have certain areas, you can have certain wealth. What about, what's the most cheaty profession?
I mean, there are definitely some fairy professions.
Can we go through some?
Yeah.
Hairdressing.
Oh, yeah. Out of 10?
Yes.
Well, probably a solid 6 for hairdressers.
Okay. Plumbing.
Oh, yeah. Well, depends on the plumber, but maybe a 4 or 5.
PR.
I thought you were going to say PI then. Well, it depends on the industry, but yeah, quite high. I'd probably say an 8.
Have you ever investigated a traffic warden?
No, I haven't. That's a new one. I haven't. But I imagine they would be... They'd probably get up to it behind closed doors.
People in IT?
Oh, they're the worst.
Are they?
Yeah. Are they?
You wouldn't think it. They're the worst.
Are they?
Yeah, and you need to be really careful because they can cover their tracks well.
Them and truck drivers.
Them and truck drivers.
Look out for them, everyone. Also, I'd like to know if anyone knows any particularly affairy A-roads. I threw out the A303 there.
So if you're looking for the ultimate affairy profile of a person, they would be rich, good IT skills.
Yeah. Oh, personal trainers are quite...
Personal trainer.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be a personal trainer into their IT... And they live somewhere on the A303.
Yeah. Definitely,
if that fits you,
if that's
question
you,
marks.
If you're driving on the A303 in a lorry and you're a personal trainer who works in IT at the weekends, then I'm coming for you.
It's quite niche.
There will be one out there listening.
He's
right
sitting
now.
There going, oh.
I like the idea of people just texting in their affairy A-roads.
Yes, send them in.
Yeah. Can you forward that to me? It might help in my inquiries.
Well, I'll say them. I think we need to create an affair map of the UK. So maybe we're going to have it in the studio or in the office here, and we'll put it on social media, and we'll just like put pins in where the most affairy places are.
Yeah, exactly. Where most affairy.
Yeah.
Because I suppose it's not a nice thing to have to map out, but it is interesting to know.
Yeah, but you'll get to know the areas, you know what I mean? Where it's this one, warm. I just wrote it down, buy a map of UK. Okay. James, we'll see you next week. By then, I'll be able to tell you all the affairy A roads.
Yes.
And also, hopefully, you'll have a trucker update for me.
I'll have a full trucker update, is how I'm getting on this week.
And remember,
cheating never takes a day off. Scott
Mills. Wasn't that fascinating about what professions are the most cheaty?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Some that we potentially missed out, though, as well. A few people saying pilots.
Oh, really?
Most cheaty.
And we've got so many A roads now for James next week. The ones that are, you know, suspicious. Quite a fairy. A404 between Maidenhead and High Wycombe. Beware of that one.
Okay. I think that's roundabout the Thicket roundabout, actually.
Right, yep. Then you've got the infamous Cartgate truck stop on the A303.
Lots of messages about that.
I said to you about the A303, in particular the picnic area right there in Cartgate. Also, the A59 between York and Harrogate all goes on there.
Although, we have previously suggested that the Woods of Fleet services are we don't know what happens in there, but I don't think all that much.
No, well, these are all confirmed. And the A69 in Newcastle really lives up to its name. Ooh, Scott Mills. Now, do you remember a while back on the show, we mentioned a thing called Kids Bop, which I wasn't aware of, but it's child-friendly versions of popular hits.
That's right. I was at a party and I wasn't really paying too much attention to the music, but then I noticed something wasn't quite right about the music that was being played. I was like, the words are weird. And it turned out they were kids' versions of the songs on this playlist that we were listening to at this party.
Yeah.
And it made the whole atmosphere of the party a little bit different. So we started playing these on the show.
Yeah.
Because they have to change the words to make them more kid-friendly.
At first, you don't realise it's not the original one. I think that's what happened at that party. Someone had put the wrong playlist.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we just wanted a load of songs that are out at the moment.
Yeah.
And it was me who noticed that they were sort of kid versions.
Right. So I've got this one here, which is from their new compilation. We've got a few, actually. And this one is Bruno Mars' Finesse. So here we go. Here's the original. Tell us, grab your ladies if your lady's fine. Your lady's fine. Well, there's no grabbing, thanks very much, in the Kids Bop version. Tell your girls. Tell your fellas.
Tell your fellas.
Don't grab them. Oh, it's good because they're sung by the kids as well.
Other Bruno songs would be amazing when you think about some of the lyrics of Bruno songs that they'd have to change them to.
Yeah. I mean,
do you remember his song Gorilla?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Forgot about Gorilla.
I mean, I'd love to hear a version of that.
Imagine the Kids Bop version of Versace on the Floor.
They've got this new Kids Bop album, by the way. This is like where all these songs are.
Yeah, this is from their new collection. Okay, next, Dua Lipa. Everyone knows this.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
No.
And if you're under him,
no.
You ain't getting over him.
No, and no again. No. Not on Kidspot, thank you.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's sad and alone.
Sad.
Two, don't let him win. You'll have to let him down.
Let him down.
Three,
so good. You know you're going to meet up with your friends in the morning. And if you're there with him,
that's excellent.
You ain't getting... Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, do you want to hear Drake One Dance?
Intrigued.
You do.
Baby, I like your stuff.
Okay. Pay attention to the lyrics of the original.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. Mm-hmm. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
No, no.
One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
Put that down.
One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Now, do you think with that one, they'd be like, oh, we can't do this. We've got to change too much.
Let's just do a different song.
Right.
No.
Why do you have to have one dance? But they wanted it. And they did it, Kids Bop style.
Baby, I like your style.
Grips on your waist.
Dance face to face.
This way, that way. You know that I don't play.
Street's not great.
But I never run away. Even when I'm away.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's never much love and we go no way. I pray to make it back in one piece.
What?
I pray, I pray.
Yes. Got both of your hands in my hands. They managed to do it.
One. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Tell you what, Scotland's having like the hottest day of the year today. I bet it's taps off somewhere. Someone would have seen somewhere with like no shirt on. Somewhere in Scotland, let me know.
Taps off, right?
Absolutely.
Now.
Get your swimwear out immediately. It's 14 degrees.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Sarah.
Hey. Hello.
I'm sorry to hear about today.
Oh, what a day.
Right, tell me what's happened.
What a day. Well, I went into work, you know, as usual, sat at my desk, and then they pulled me to the side, and I've been sacked.
Sacked? Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
That's really... Sorry, Sarah. Scott's laughing at you here.
Now. I've just got to the stage where I just have to laugh about it, because it's just, like,
yeah.
Too intense.
No, how annoying. I think it's the shock of hearing that someone's been sacked. We don't get that often here.
I didn't mean to laugh. It just really took me by surprise. I didn't know that... I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, how are you feeling? What's going on? Just annoyed?
Yeah, like a mixture of feelings, but then like I literally just got back to my car and I heard on the radio you're doing your thing, so I was like, why not? Like, cue myself up.
Yes, come on.
Okay, where do you live?
I'm from South Wales in Bridgend.
Bridgend, okay, cool.
Yes.
And can you say what the job was?
I was selling life insurance.
Okay.
Yeah, telesales.
How did they let you know?
They literally just pulled me to the side and they were like, you're not very good at this, are you? And I was like,
you're not very good at this, are you?
Well, I don't understand, because I was calling people up and then I'd be like, oh, hi, my name's Sarah. And then they just put the phone down on me, so I don't understand where I'm going wrong.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
I know.
What do they want?
You don't need that job.
Well, I know, exactly. Lucky escape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, who do you know?
It's tricky when you get fired from something, isn't it?
Right.
Just generally speaking, it's an awkward situation, that.
I was thinking about doing this on the show. Maybe we should do this tomorrow, actually, because one of my friends a while ago worked for a really posh department store in London. Like, the poshest one. and was on his lunch break coming back up the escalator to work, and he was just finishing a bag of crisps, but finishing them like as he was walking up the escalator. Someone takes him aside, like, and you're sacked.
Really? Just like
oh
that?
Oh my God.
Not sensitive or anything?
No. I'd quite like to know, like, how you've been sacked. Let us know on 81199. I'm sorry to hear about this, Sarah. Yeah. We're going to cheer you
it's
up
okay.
today. It's all good.
Thank
right.
you.
Listen, I've got this. It's cheerful.
You'd make a cracking red coat, you would.
Thank
We've
you.
We've always said this.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to be, didn't I? I've told you this before. I wanted to work at Holiday Village before becoming a radio presenter, and I would have been good. Dragostadinte by Ozone.
Yes. Otherwise known as the Numa Numa song.
Sarah, you've gone really quiet. Are you okay, hon?
Yeah, it's just a bit cheerful for my liking. Like.
Oh, all right.
She's just been sacked.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Listen, Sarah, I need you today. I need you to help me out. This is my banger choice today. Something with a bit of attitude for you, Sarah, you know?
Yeah, that is what I'm feeling.
A little bit of anger in there. This is Missy Elliott. Get your freak on.
Definitely.
Okay, then. Where are we at?
Well, they're both really good songs, but I feel like Scott's is just a little bit too cheery for me, so I'm going to have to go with Chris.
But you need cheering up. You've been sacked. I'm sorry to keep mentioning it.
But it's just
what she's trying to do
me.
Is it, like, and this is why you'd be good at sacking someone, Sarah. That's the irony of all this. You're being very polite to Scott about his song choice. You've done this in a very diplomatic way.
Exactly.
But you want to hear Missy?
Yes, of course.
Cool.
All right, love. Ta-da. What's that bit at the end? I've never heard that before in my life.
Sort of scary, but it felt like it finished about a minute ago. What,
was there a new version of it? It's like 20 years old or something.
Just listening to it here, it all went really weird.
What's that? Never heard that.
Either end the song or like, do you know what I mean? It was odd.
It was different times. They didn't know how to end songs then.
Yeah, it's just, it was awkward. Probably when they were recording it, it was awkward like, as well. It's like, all right.
Just stop it now. Just finish it. Like, that could have been a minute shorter. That was Missy Elliott and Get Your Freak On. A worthy winner today, although I did want Ozone on. Scott Mills. If you didn't need any more convincing that Anne-Marie is one of the best humans on the planet, as well as a very good pop star. Right, did you see this Twitter moment earlier?
This was about the shoe.
Right, yeah, so she came to the rescue because a fan's shoe fell apart. So this girl, Rafaela, tweets, "Can someone help a girl out? Anyone going to Anne-Marie tonight have a spare pair of shoes? I've got on the train and the sole has completely come off my shoes." And it totally did. So she's walking around in socks. Anne-Marie then replies, "What happened?" She's like, "I don't know, I was just walking and then no more shoe." Then Anne-Marie's back on, "What size feet are you?" 5.5, but I can fit in anywhere between a 4 and a 6. Then Anne-Marie goes, "I'll wait there, I'm going to sort this out." And then Anne-Marie just sorts the shoes for
That's
Rafaela.
Really cool. I like that any issues for her fans are kind of her business.
Yeah, she's like, "Right, I'll sort that." She's, I just love her. Like, as every day passes, I love her more and more. Now, yesterday, we were outside the BBC building where we are from now, and it's where they also do the One Show. And we could see, we were both out there together yesterday afternoon, that they were gearing up for some kind of live performance on the One Show. They often do it in, like, the little piazza bit
That's
outside.
Right, yeah.
And we noticed on the stage there were a lot of framed photos. And we didn't even know who was playing at first.
No.
But then I spotted Anne-Marie on the drums.
Which is the best way to find out who is performing.
I was like, just
always
the
on the drums.
Yeah, because always on the drums. Anyway, so we thought, okay, Anne-Marie, why are there loads of framed photos? There's like one of her and Ed Sheeran. There's Anne-Marie and Marshmello in a frame. And then there's some of her, like, just normal mates, I think. And we were like, why are there photos? And then we thought, it's her friends, because her song is called
Friends.
So we were like, we've got to get involved with this. And we put it on our Insta story yesterday and managed to knock up a frame. And before you know it, there we are in the performance of the one show last night.
Yeah, and
absolute goals.
Amazing to see so many messages from people. I don't even know how people spot this stuff, but could see us in the background there. You know, with on the picture that we'd put in there, awesome. I think we've got to start doing this more often.
Yeah.
Just try and get a picture of us into different places like that.
I would also be keen, like, if you are up for it, this is absolutely fine to do because you're not taking anything. You are actually giving them something.
We don't want to do that again today.
No, we don't. If you were listening earlier, there's been a knife and fork situation.
Police have been on.
Yeah. Could have a caution. Anyway, so...
No, you're fine. It's...
Anyway, so if you are prepared to, like, print out a picture of us, maybe the same one from last night, and put it anywhere, maybe in your local pub, in your local cafe, just add us to your collection. Even maybe, I know this might be a bit weird, maybe even in your house.
That's what I'm thinking as well. You know, if especially at your mum and dad's house where it's, like, loads of family photos.
It would be lovely
to be part of that.
Yeah. Let us know if you're up for that, because it's something I would like to do more of, just to get our faces out. You know, pubs, restaurants, people's houses.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris. I'm a painter and decorator. I'm in a different house nearly every week. Happy to put a picture of you and Chris in amongst the family pictures of the homes. I think if you're doing work for them, that's fine.
Scott, there is already a framed photo of you on the wall of Fair Oaks, the Clock Inn. Have you ever been there? Why is that? Why on the wall?
I have no idea.
Did you put that there?
That's near Fair Oaks, near Fair Oak. Not Fair Oak. Is near where I'm from, off of Eastleigh.
Right, so you're bringing pictures with you.
No, I'm not. I did not do
that. Pre-signed?
No reel.
Thanks for the lovely meal and drink there. Here's a photo.
Here's a photo to put on your wall. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, service.
I would like to be in the old people's home, Tony Newcastle. Absolutely, put us in. He works there. Let's try and get this going. Just print out a picture of me or Chris. I mean, if you can afford a frame, you know, that'd be nice. And just hang it somewhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Let us know.
Anne-Marie, you all right?
Yeah, you? Yeah, I'm good.
Did you like our photo last night?
I really did, actually. I think it was the cutest picture I've ever seen in my life.
We managed to sneak it on the set. It took ages, but they finally agreed to it. When was the first time you saw it?
When I actually got... to perform. Oh, I hadn't seen it before that, yeah.
But all the other pictures were of your friends, and there was a picture of you and Ed Sheeran, and then there's us there. Was it reassuring?
I felt much more comfortable and calm when I saw that, to be honest.
Oh, I was hoping you'd laugh. I was hoping you'd catch it in the performance and then do your impression of her laugh, Scott.
Yes. Well, I did do that a little bit as well, but and then it just—I've got all pictures on there that make me feel good when I'm performing. So it actually did—it added to it. I think I might just keep it for my own.
Yeah, don't you use these on tour?
Yeah, that was my set for my tour.
So can we be on set now?
Yeah, you're on there permanently now.
So you're in London tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I'm at Roundhouse.
Okay, tour going good?
Yes. Yeah, I love it.
Also, if anyone's listening and they see our picture tonight at the Roundhouse, make sure you send in a picture. Thanks so much.
That's so cool that we'll just be going along with Anne-Marie. I love that. Thank you so much for that. That's really quite sweet.
Okay.
What? So you actually
you're very special to me.
Yeah. Oh, are you actually going to add it to the photos?
Yeah, I'm going to see where it is because I don't know what everyone done with the set afterwards. So much.
It's in the. I'll tell you where it is. It's in the record player.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless someone's gone and done a choice of Anne to us and chucked us in the bin.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. I
hope so. If not, we can always send another. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, good luck with the rest of the tour. Before you go, have you ever heard of a thing called Kids Bop?
No.
Okay, you're going to love this. Wait there.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello. Right, they do kid-friendly versions of popular songs.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, they get mad views as well.
Yeah.
Like millions of views.
And like loads of people play them at their kids' parties because it's like very a very clean version of popular tracks, right?
Well, that helps with my music because it's pretty unclean.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I actually have got one here. Would you want to hear it?
Yes, no way. Go on.
Hang on, they've done Joe Adios.
Shut
up.
So here's the original. There's no making out in the rain allowed
shut
if it's if up. Children
not
are
allowed
listening.
Would cause children.
So here shut it is. Run out in
and
the
what?
Rain. Run out in the
and
rain.
Run out in the rain. Oh, that's cute. Take me out in your fancy car and run out in the rain. Is that actually kids?
Yeah. Listen, do you want singing. To hear some more of it?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah.
Right, I got some more.
Yeah. No. I like it.
Ask you once, ask you twice now. When I'm about to holler.
You say she's just a friend now.
Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go hang with someone to do all the things you used to do with me? I swear I know you do. Take me out in your fancy car and run out in the rain. When I ring you up, don't know where you are till I hear you say your name. Used to sing along when you play guitar, that's a distant memory. Hope you treat you better than you treat me.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, wait, what's that second line? That second line is different.
Is it?
Yeah, so it goes, as you once, as you twice now. They don't say there's lipstick on your collar.
Oh, hang
yeah,
on.
Yes, they will have changed it.
Yeah, hang on.
Ask you once, ask you twice now. When I'm about to holler. You say
while I'm about to holler?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
I thought they would have
to do the cover of that.
I thought they'd have to consult you first.
Well, do they get percentage for that? I don't know. What's going on with that?
I don't know.
It's quite cool that you weren't sure if they were children or not, as in it's like adults pretending to be children.
I actually thought it was. I thought it was adults just like with their voice tuned up a little bit.
Yeah, no, they are children and they're very good singers.
They're very confident.
However, after this call, you might want to get on to your agent because, you know, there might be some percentage that they're getting that you're not.
I know, yeah, that's a bit out of order.
Especially if they're slightly changing the words. You know what I'm saying, Anne-Marie? You've got to be careful. There's sharks out there.
You have got to be careful with that, you know.
You know, when Anne-Marie performs that as well and she adds in the occasional you mug yeah. or whatever, they yeah. don't do that with yeah. them.
Oh, they can't do that, no.
No, it's like you, no. Wally.
You, Wally.
Right. I'll speak to you soon, right?
Yeah, see you later.
Bye then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, we were saying after that we managed to get a photo frame of us both on the Anne-Marie performance on The One Show last night, we want you to start putting pictures of us everywhere. So Penny's been on, works in a secondary school, does all the posters and pictures around college. She's like, we've got loads of A2 frames going spare. I'm going to put one up in the corridor of yes. you and Chris.
Yes.
We can see how long it takes for anyone to notice and question me. The students will absolutely love it. Okay. On it, Penny. People are going to start putting us next to their family photos in their house. This is all good. Print off any picture of us and just put it there. I mean, if you can get a frame as well, that'd be great. And then send us photographic evidence. Thank you. This is Louisa Johnson and 2 Chainz. Who thought that would happen?
Yeah! BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And Maya Jammer's with us. Scott Mills.